The Yugo.
Your province, your news, East Coast Radio News Watch.
Reforms in energy, logistics and infrastructure are at the heart of government's plan to boost economic growth and create jobs.
Our strategy for faster growth and healthier finances continues to be anchored on four pillars. The first is maintaining macroeconomic stability. The second is implementing structural reforms. The third is building state capability. And the fourth, supporting growth-enhancing infrastructure.
Finance Minister Enoch Odongwana has tabled his mini-budget in Parliament. He says moves like stabilising public debt and exiting the Financial Action Task Force's grey list make South Africa more attractive to investors.
We have delivered on this commitment in just 2.5 years. This is thanks to collaboration across government departments, law enforcement agencies and the private sector. However, we cannot afford to be complacent. FATF's next mutual evaluation of South Africa begins in the first half of 2026.
But the minister has warned the country's most pressing challenge remains accelerating economic growth to reduce unemployment and poverty. The Human Rights Commission has found that many schools in KZN are still without basic services such as water and electricity. The commission has released its 2025 School Readiness Monitoring Report. The report highlights a myriad of issues facing schools across the country ahead of the 2026 academic year. Tabling the findings on KZN, the commission's Martina Hunter-Parsonage says overcrowding is still a problem,
which lead to a shortage of learning materials. Many schools lack basic stationery, and in some schools there are 3 learners to a desk or learners just using broken furniture.
Well, the Commission's acting CEO, Crystal Pillay, says pupils must be applauded for seeking an education despite the many adversities they face.
It is a very difficult situation for them to have to face, but they do it. Why? Because they are hungry for education. And yet we find ourselves continuously talking about a constrained budget. But there must be areas where we can make comprehensive improvements.
A 29-year-old man has been appearing in court today on suspicion of illegally manufacturing and selling fake alcohol. He was arrested by the Hawks in Umlazi yesterday. Police say they acted on a tip-off about a tuck shop where ethanol was being mixed with water and sold as Smirnoff vodka. The officers arrived and they caught the suspect red-handed. The Hawks say they seized large amounts of ethanol, empty bottles and branded caps. The suspect later led officers to another house where 250-litre chemical containers were found. Here's the Hawks' Sibu Ngane.
The suspect is facing charges related to illegally manufacturing and selling of prohibited liquor. The illicit manufacture and sale of counterfeit alcohol is a persistent problem, particularly during the holiday season.
And the Isimangaliso Wetland Park says it's officially ending its long-standing management agreement with Ezamvelo KZN Wildlife. CEO Sibusiso Bukosini says the two entities mutually decided to end their arrangement that hasn't been in place for over 2 decades. He says Ezamvelo was initially appointed to manage the conservation and tourism functions while Isimangaliso built its own capacity. The top story this hour, reforms in energy, logistics and infrastructure are at the heart of government's plan to boost economic growth and create jobs. That's according to the finance minister who's tabled his mini budget in Parliament. More news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sports. India make changes in their schedule of play ahead of their test opener against the Proteas on Friday. Skukune striker Keletso Makhalwa is eyeing a spot in Bafana Bafana coach Hugo Bruce's Afghan squad, and four-time Grand Slam champion Yannick Sinner takes on Alexander Zverev today.